Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Pelias, was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Pelias that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savored her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glauce's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. It is not what you think. It's not the first time you waste yourself. I've seen it often. The way you will let your tongue run away with you when a low profile, meek words, acceptance of the status quo would have been the way to keep your home. Your words don't worry me, Medea. Sticks and stones, they're straw and chaff the worst of your courses. Curses. They're straw and chaff the worst of your curses. Call me every vile thing that creeps, I don't care. But Creon is the king. You rant at him. Are you crazy? Count yourself lucky, exiles all the punishment so far proposed. You make it hard for me. I've always done my best to calm him down, persuade him you should stay. I could have crept back to you in secret, would have, but you can't keep it zipped. You will talk treason, court your own banishment. Okay, so my name is Graham. I am born and bred Belfast, but I have not the strongest of Belfast accents because my father is English. So there are definitely certain words that are anglicised, almost certainly. I also went to a school in Northern Ireland that everyone thinks has got a posh accent. So some people say I have a Methody accent, but But yes, I certainly don't have have anything that... Can I start again?
Yeah.
So my name is Graham, and I am born and bred in Belfast. I don't have the strongest of accents, partially because my father is English, so there are a lot of words I say which are slightly anglicised. And it's only sometimes when you hear me say things like cow or shar or par that you realise I'm actually from Northern Ireland. I also... There's a lot of different accents in Northern Ireland as a whole for such a small place, and you can very easily tell the difference between a Derry accent, anything west of Lough Neagh, compared to Belfast. But even within Belfast itself, it's said you can tell the difference between someone just a couple of streets away from someone living basically next to them. And that's a lot to do with community. That's a lot to do with polarized opinions in Northern Ireland. That's a very big thing. There's a hospital in the center of Belfast. And if you say mater or you say matter, you can supposedly tell what community you're from, which I find very interesting. And also there's a lot of jokes about that. We're very good at Northern Ireland for our self-deprecating humor. So yeah, I think my accent is a product of where I've been. I studied in Scotland as well. I've met a lot of Americans, and I think my accent neutralizes to American as opposed to anything more British. And now living in Glasgow, I think I've probably gone a little bit more Northern Irish, but it depends who I'm with. If I'm talking to the other Irish girl in my class, I will get a bit more broad. Otherwise, people ask me if I'm from England, if I'm from Poland, if I'm from Australia. I get a lot of different questions like that.